The Eastern Spadefoot. The Eastern Spadefoot looks like a toad. It even hops like a toad. But it differs from our true toads in that it has vertical pupils. Toads have horizontal pupils. The Eastern Spadefoot has relatively smooth skin with small, scattered, reddish-tipped warts, while true toads are much, much wartier. The Spadefoot has a squatty body, fairly short hind legs, and a single elongated curved black digging spur on each hind foot. This is what we refer to as the spade. The Spadefoot also has the most beautiful eyes of any Kentucky amphibian, featuring a golden, bronze, or yellow iris with large black pupils. Body color, however, is quite variable. A Spadefoot can be plain dark brown to light brown or tan, but many individuals have a pair of whitish or yellowish curved stripes arranged like reverse parentheses, and some have patches of yellow along the sides of their body. Eastern Spadefoots are excellent burrowers, with much of their time spent underground in upland woods with sandy soils. They emerge from the ground to breed during heavy rains and thunderstorms, laying eggs in temporary pools or flooded fields. After breeding, they quickly leave the breeding sites and return to their underground retreats. In Kentucky, Spadefoot choruses have been heard both day and night from January through October, but most breeding takes place from April through July. The Eastern Spadefoot is wide-ranging in our state, but is uncommon in some areas and completely absent from the bluegrass region. Like a pickerel frog, an Eastern Spadefoot can ooze liquid from its skin that irritates the mucous membranes of predators and can kill other amphibians. The skin secretion smells very similar to crushed lightning bugs. Male Spadefoots generally call while floating in shallow water. The voice is a mournful bawl, repeated every 5 to 10 seconds.